Actions speak louder than words.
We fought, she hit me, and my glasses broke.
You're 17 years old, and you have a two-year-old child. That should be enough trouble for you.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 23-year-old Gabriela Molina is suing her neighbor, 17-year-old Xiomara Lopez, and her mother, Myrna Espinosa, for assault.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 552 on the calendar in the matter of Molina versus Espinosa.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Miss Molina, it is your claim that the defendant assaulted you and broke your prescription glasses. You want her to be responsible for both things.
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Espinosa indicates in her answer that you were actually the aggressor in this incident. So I'm going to ask you, on what date did this take place?
February 13th of 2011, ma'am.
And you and Miss Espinosa, and I assume her family, is that your mother?
That's my mother, ma'am.
Apartment complex?
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you lived there?
I lived there 2.5 years.
And how long have you been living there?
More than like a year and 2 months.
Okay. Did you ever have any trouble, Miss Espinosa, with Miss Molina before?
No, we used to actually talk. We used to, me and her, also her husband and my boyfriend, we all used to talk before this incident on the 13th happened.
So, Miss Molina, why don't you start by telling me what happened on the 13th of February that precipitated this altercation?
It all started with our friends coming over to see a game at our apartment.
What time?
I believe it was about 12 o'clock.
In the afternoon?
Afternoon. They were outside waiting for my boyfriend to go downstairs and open the door. As they were waiting outside, the defendant and her boyfriend were screaming vulgar things outside the window, from their window, which is in front of the building.
Were they screaming it at each other or?
No, they were screaming at my guest outside. They were calling them illegal aliens, which in Spanish is paisa. And that's, you know, offensive.
How many guests did you have? Did you know these people who were their guests?
No, ma'am.
Had you ever seen them before?
I've seen them before, yes.
Where?
In front of my building.
Doing what?
Waiting, I believe, for her boyfriend. I've talked to the girl that I've got the dispute with, and we already cleared everything out. And
I don't know what you're talking about, a girl that you had a dispute with.
Her friend, the one she said that's her guest, the one I got in the dispute with. We've got in the argument the day after everything got settled. Like,
yeah,
we talked about
it. That's how it started. That's not the problem.
And I've
just a second. Tell me about what happened with these two people that got you irritated.
Me, my boyfriend, my grandmother, my son. I have a son, a two-year-old, and my mother. We were in the house.
You're 17. You have a two-year-old?
Yes.
Great.
Okay. So I have a son. We were in the house. I looked out the window. I heard Art like shouting, like somebody talking outside. You know, I'm the kind of person that when I hear something, I like to see out the window. You know. So I'm in the third floor. I'm still in my apartment. So I'm looking out, and I see someone staring up to my window. Her female friend. So we're just looking at each other, and then she's like, what the F are you looking at? I'm like, wait, you're looking up here. I'm still in my apartment, you know? So we had a little argument. We exchanged words. From there, she left with her boyfriend. But about 5 minutes later, I hear someone knocking on my door, like loud, pounding on my door. I look through my peephole. I look through my peephole, and it's her.
Okay.
Can I tell you what happened in between that while she was arguing with her? She didn't mention that her boyfriend, the defendant's boyfriend, ran downstairs with a bat and threatened Reyna's boyfriend, about why are you disrespecting my girlfriend?
That's
what? People don't have the right to look around. You stuck your body
Molina,
out the window.
Just mean, don't talk
I'm
to
sorry.
Her.
I'm sorry. It's just, you know,
don't talk.
You have a two-year-old and you should be responsible for your actions.
You have two kids.
Exactly. And I'm not the one yelling at people on my window.
I'm going to give you one more chance, and then I'm throwing you both out. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
You already have enough trouble. You're 17 years old, and you have a two-year-old child. That should be enough trouble for you and your mother.
Well, I graduated already. I'm doing something with my life, ma'am.
Listen to me. It's not a good start. It's not a good start to hang out the window and have attitude with a stranger downstairs when you have your two-year-old child inside. I'm not excusing anything that happened here. I'm just letting you know you're not off to a terrific start.
Yeah.
I hope it's got a better finish.
Is the boyfriend who was there the father of this two-year-old?
Yes.
What does he do?
He works with his father, carpentry.
Does he pay child support?
No, he's still with me. He's still.
What do you mean he's still with you?
He still helps me. He brings income with in my house, you know.
Does he live in your house?
Yes, he lives with me.
He lives with you and your mother?
Yes.
And your grandmother?
Yes.
Great. Now, Miss Molina, how old are you?
I'm 23, ma'am.
Let us assume for the moment that Miss Espinoza displayed the same kind of attitude that I'm catching from her on February 13th that she has today. Same body English. Why in the world did you go to her apartment?
The simple reason why I went to her apartment was because her boyfriend went downstairs with a bat and threatened
my
guest.
That requires a call to the police.
No, me as a neighbor,
Miss Molina,
to say hello.
No, yeah, Miss Molina, not hello.
I should have.
Not a hello. Someone threatens a guest of yours with a dangerous instrument, potentially dangerous instrument, a baseball bat. The response to that is not to go to their apartment where the person with the weapon lives. The answer is to call the police.
Yeah.
So you didn't call the police.
No,
now,
ma'am.
What happened when you went to the apartment?
I tried to speak to her.
Not tried to speak. I don't want to hear tried to speak. I knocked on the door.
She came out and said, what the F do you want?
Right.
Yeah.
Right? Just a second. So that's what she said. And I can imagine that that's exactly what she said and exactly the way she said it. What did you do?
I told her what was her problem. Why was she yelling at my guest, you know? To please let me know if there was some kind of incident before.
Yes.
Because we
go ahead.
Yeah, we spoke before. I didn't know that we had problems like that.
Yes.
So try to be nice to her.
No. Don't tell me what you tried to be. I just want to know what you said to her and what she said to you.
What was her problem? And she told me, what the F was your problem? They were the ones looking up here. So I told her what was her problem, and we started arguing. I called, you know, and they were, she told me that they were arguing because she was the one looking up to her apartment. That's when I told her, you should have better things to do than be yelling at people outside your window. You have a kid, grow up, stay in your house, get a job. Why'd you quit your job to be on
camera? Is that what you said to her?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said, yes.
Great. Okay, and then what happened?
And then that's when she started spitting and screaming in my face.
No, that's not true.
Well, she started yelling right in my face, so I gently pushed her.
That's right.
And that's when her boyfriend pulled her inside the apartment and called the police because he was yelling, oh, you're a minor, call the police, she's older than you. So they called the police on me. The police arrived, and the police told me we both have the decision
to press charges. Now, Ms. Molina, listen to me. You're suing her.
Yes.
Because you said something happened at the door.
Yeah, while we fought, she hit me and my glasses broke. They're right here.
That's right. That's why you're suing. I don't care.
Okay.
That's why you're suing her.
Yes.
Because she broke your glasses.
She broke my glasses.
You put your hands on her first.
I gently pushed her.
I don't care whether you gently pushed her or flicked her.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What was your boyfriend doing with a baseball bat? I asked you a question. I don't want an attitude look in your face. I expect an answer.
And later today,
she made a comment to me about if she died tonight to come looking for her, basically. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, the guy that I'm going out with, I've never met before. And I'm like, why would you give some strange man that you met off of a Craigslist ad my address?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Gabriela Molina says neighbor Xiomara Lopez broke her glasses during an assault.
Yeah, you went to her house angry, because if you weren't angry and couldn't control yourself, then you would have called the police if you actually felt that you and your family was in danger.
Well, since she was my neighbor, I thought we could have resolved the problem.
No, then you don't do it at the heat of the moment.
I wasn't mad, ma'am. I had my phone in my hand. I was over there just speaking to her. She's the one who verbally just went crazy. I was just trying to speak to you nicely since we spoke before as neighbors.
You spoke nicely.
I did.
Just a minute, you spoke.
I had the phone in my hand and everything.
Miss Molina, I don't buy it.
That's why my glasses were the ones knocked out. I never did no damage to her.
I don't.
No damage to her at all.
Are you trying to speak over me? You can't even control yourself here in court.
No, ma'am.
You can't control yourself here in court. Listen, Miss Attitude, try to keep the neck straight. You can't control yourself here when it should be easy for you to control yourself.
It's fine.
You went over there because you were angry. And you banged at the door because you were angry. And you filed a complaint. Nothing in there said she was spitting at you. Nothing. You just made that up as you were standing here. You said that she was shouting and she was in your face. But you were in her apartment. You went to her space, and then you put your hands on her. And if you got the worst of the bargain, that's the way it goes. If your glasses got broken and she punched you in response to being pushed, that's what happens. Do you understand, sir? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, perfect sense.
Is there any reason why you didn't go to the apartment that day?
I don't like confrontations.
Right. Now you can sit down. Right. Confrontations are what we pay a police department for, especially when somebody is acting irrationally. Now, what was your boyfriend doing with a baseball bat? I asked you a question. I don't want an attitude look in your face. I expect an answer.
Yeah, I'm...
What was the boyfriend doing with a baseball bat?
He had the baseball bat, I'm not gonna lie, ma'am. But
You would have.
No, but he never confronted the
guy. I didn't ask you what he never did. I said, what was he doing with the baseball bat?
He was gonna go downstairs and scare the guy.
Right, that's right. T-R-O-U-B-L-E. She's trouble. Do you have other children?
Tienes otros hijos.
Sí.
How many?
Dos hembras.
Two more.
How old?
¿Cuántos años tiene?
28 y 24.
28 and 24.
So she's the baby.
Yeah.
La niña.
Good luck to you.
Buena suerte.
The case is dismissed. That's all.
Bugs are excused. You may step out.
I talked to the girl that I got into, and she told me she never sent her.
You know, just drama, pretty much.
So I think she had her own personal problem with me, you know?
Plain out and simple drama.
She came looking for the problems. I didn't go to her.
I don't know. That's probably just her attitude, you know?
Or took the glasses off her face and broke them on purpose, you know?
No, there won't be no more problems. We haven't had problems ever since then.
It's done, it's done.
It was just a dumb accident.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter, Ford versus Moore. Step forward.
Carolyn Ford is suing her former roommate, Brenna Moore, for the return of rent and her tax refund check.
Miss Ford, the defendant was a friend of yours. You were looking for a place to live. You moved into her house. And it is your claim that she kept your income tax return check. And she did this in the following way. You had your income tax prepared by a tax preparer. And in order to get your refund without being charged an additional fee, you had to have it put directly into a bank account. Is that right?
Well, she prepared my tax return.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great. So in order to get the refund back without the fee, it had to go into a bank account,
yes.
Which you did not have.
Yes.
So far, correct? You arranged with your consent to have your tax refund put directly in your account.
Correct.
Her tax refund did go into your account, and you did not turn it over to her.
Correct.
And that's what Miss Ford wants.
Yes.
Now, you were living at the time for a short time with the defendant.
Yes.
When did you start to live with her?
Roughly the 12th, 13th of February.
And when did you move out?
The 21st.
Of?
February.
A week later.
Mm-hmm.
Under what circumstances?
She threw everything out on the curb. She said that I went out on a date with somebody and that she didn't approve of me meeting strangers and it wasn't safe for her children.
And that you sort of agree with that?
Yes, I do agree with that.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I still haven't heard why you think you're entitled to her tax refund check.
Well, after I moved her stuff out of the house, this is what I found.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Carolyn Ford says ex-roommate Brenna Moore kicked her out for no reason. She is suing for the return of rent and her tax refund check.
Now, Ms. Moore, you have to explain to me why you think you're entitled to her income tax check.
Okay. Carolyn and I had an agreement that her income tax return would be deposited into my account to be $300 for the first month's rent and $500 for a security deposit.
Okay, that's reasonable. Go ahead.
Okay, so when she moved in, she had just come from her parents' home, and prior to living in her parents' house, she had been in a sober living facility.
And?
So I set the rules out straight from the get-go. The rules are there will be no alcohol in my house because I have two young children, and there will be, you know, no partying, you know, this is a family house, basically.
Okay.
And if any of those rules would be broken, she would be asked to move immediately, and she would forfeit any deposit, and there would be no return on her rent.
And?
She agreed.
And?
She had her tax return deposited into my account.
And?
Upon that agreement.
And?
So,
there's no such word.
I'm sorry?
There's no such word as agreeance.
Oh, sorry. So she agreed, and on Saturday night, she had a date, and she made a comment to me about having a date, and if she died tonight, to come looking for her, basically. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, the guy that I'm going out with, I've never met before. And I'm like, where is he picking you up at? She's like, here. Why would you give some strange man that you met off of a Craigslist ad my address?
Okay, so you were annoyed at that.
I was very annoyed.
That wasn't part of your agreement.
That wasn't part of our agreement, but I was annoyed by it.
Just a minute. I can understand you would be annoyed with that.
So, she went on a date. She spent the night with the guy. She texted me that she would be going to Vegas with the guy,
and?
That she would be home on Saturday to pack her things. When she came home on Saturday, I asked her to pack her things permanently and leave my home.
And?
And she said no. And she packed her overnight bag and went to Vegas and said, I'll be home Tuesday.
Okay, well, you understand you had no right to tell her she had to leave.
Well, at this point, I had no money from her.
Fine. You had an agreement.
We did.
And your agreement was her tax return refund would go directly to your account to cover month's rent and $500 security.
Correct.
There was to be no drinking in the house, which she did not do, and no partying in the house, which she did not do. So she did not breach your agreement. And you agreed to accept her tenancy at that point by accepting her income tax refund check that was going to be put into your bank account.
Correct.
Well, I still haven't heard why you think you're entitled to her tax refund check.
Well, after I moved her stuff out of the house.
Yeah, you threw her stuff out, which you had no right to do.
On the curb, and it got wet.
Shh, shh, shh. You threw her stuff out.
After I moved her stuff out, this is what I found.
I don't care what you found.
In her room.
I don't care what you found.
She was drinking in my house.
I don't care what you found.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
After you breached the agreement, and you breached the agreement because you thought it was an exercise in poor judgment for her to give your home address to somebody that she was meeting through a dating service rather than meeting that person someplace else. But that wasn't part of your agreement. You breached the agreement by throwing her stuff out.
She breached our agreement,
no,
though.
You breached the agreement by throwing her property outside for no cause. So you breached the agreement and threw her stuff out and then proceeded to keep the money. You can't do that.
Okay.
Good. So your income tax check was $803?
Yes, ma'am.
Anything else?
Yeah, there was, when I moved in, my father gave me $300 cash, and I gave that to her that evening, and she accepted that from me, and she's denying that, and that I had in my claim with this.
Could you stand up, sir? Your last name is?
Coslett.
Could you step over? Is it your daughter?
Yes, it is.
Do you recall a conversation you had with your daughter with regard to renting a room from Miss Moore?
The basic conversation was, it started out when we were actually driving to Bakersfield. She was on the cell phone, had it on speakerphone, was talking to Miss Moore about renting the room. A $300 figure came up. I told my daughter that I would loan her the $300.
She's had some difficulty.
She has. So I figured I'd help her out and hopefully she'd get on her feet.
Tell me about the $300, sir. When did you give it to her?
The evening that we dropped off her stuff. I gave it to her to give to Miss Moore.
Did you, in fact, give it to Miss Moore?
Yes, I did. And I actually saw her deposit it in the bank the next day.
Which bank did you go
Chase.
To with her? Is that where you do your banking at Chase?
I do bank at Chase.
Okay. You owe her $1,103. I don't even have to ask you if you took $300 from her. I believe you did. Judge
plaintiff, that's all. Parties are excused. They step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She breached the security deposit and the rent.
I got justice. I believe that I got scammed
by drinking in my home
from a close friend that called me a friend.
Coors Light bottles, an empty vodka bottle.
She took pictures of that. I've been sober since.
Miscellaneous cans and bottles just of alcohol.
January 17th, so that's a lie.
That she was obviously hiding.
I hope I never see her again, and that's it. Go separate ways.